Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 my friends. Happy Thursday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Now, we'll get into the evening's FA Cup action in just a moment. I promise, a Goldstein guarantee. But first, we begin with Mikel Arteta's Arsenal beating Everton. Here's reaction on TalkSport.
And their five-point lead at the top of the Premier League is back intact, having played the same number of games as Manchester City. But a bleak night for Everton in the second half. Arsenal 4, Everton 0.
Don't stop believing.
The fans are believing you're going to win the title. You try and stop them believing they're going to win the title. Does the manager standing in front of me right now believe you're going to win the title?
I'm not going to stop anybody. I want them to hope for the best and have that energy. And it's incredible the way they drive the team. But we are in March, and what we have to do is don't lose sight of where we are and what is taking us here. And tomorrow, train really well and make sure that we are ready to beat Bournemouth.
And here's the Everton gaffer,
John Dash.
Hey, Goldstein, wasn't that Phyllis from Coronation Street?
Yeah, it does sound. Where's Percy? Percy. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It does sound like Phyllis.
Thoughts on tonight are that playing a top side who delivered a top performance from 40 minutes onwards. For 40 minutes, I thought we were strong, we were organised, kept them to minimal and broke on a number of occasions, and with a little bit more composure and belief, which comes from winning games. And obviously, we know that hasn't been a story of the season. That detail in front of goal is often the thing that's missing. It was. And after that, the stronger side, the better side won.
As he blows the final whistle, and is this a start of a charge towards the Champions League for Liverpool? They did it two seasons ago. Can they do it again this season? Can they rescue a place in the top four? It is now 3 wins from 4 in the Premier League for Jurgen Klopp's side.
Yeah, but you only can do that with the results and performances, of course. For a momentum going, you need performances. If it's just one moment, then the result is enough. But I really like big parts of the performance tonight, so I think we can build on that. But knowing the team in form is coming. It's a derby on top of that, so we have to be ready, but I have a good feeling that we will be ready.
On now to this evening's FA Cup action, starting with Erik ten Hag's Manchester United knocking out West Ham United at Old Trafford.
So Manchester United through to the quarterfinals. West Ham lick their wounds and go back to their relegation fight in the Premier League. Full time here in front of 72,000 at Old Trafford. Manchester United 3, West Ham United 1.
Once again, this team showed character and personality. When you come down, and especially after Sunday, after all, say, the good celebrations, after also all the positive criticism, I would say. And then, yeah, that is doing something with players, with the team, and you have to deal with it. And first half, you can expect this, that it's difficult to get into the rhythm of the game. And then you come down in the second half, but then you have to fight back, and that is what they did. And so I'm happy, I'm proud of the team.
I've been saying this for the last 7 or 8 years, right? I said to Goldstein, to the sports bar, 7 or 8 years, go and get Harry Kane, right? And this was in his infancy. Go and get Harry Kane. You could have bought him for like 25, 30 million. Then he went to 50 and 60. Then 70 and 80. Now it's 90 and 100. Go. You've seen what Casemiro can do with 70 million, right? People say overpaid, right? Who cares? Go and get Harry Kane. Let me tell you now, Man United are right up there. They are.
And there it is. And Paul Heckingbottom is applauding from the gantry. He's applauding his stars. who have put Spurs out of the FA Cup. That's four seasons in a row Spurs have lost in round five.
You turn up, you roll over Chelsea, good result, all of a sudden back in the top four, look good, and then you've got a brilliant opportunity to get to a quarterfinal of the FA Cup. You know, you're playing against Sheffield, you're a good team, but in the Championship, you expect to go down win, you rest Harry Kane. You know, these players who are on the bench, Richarlison, he played in the World Cup, he's a top player. You got to play these players at some point. If you can't play them against Sheffield United, what's the point of them being there? What is the point? It's just ridiculous. Like, every time I get excited, I get my hopes up with Spurs.
Why?
They rip your heart out. They rip your heart out.
I'm a Conte out man, but tonight, that was on the players. I mean, Richarlison, he did nothing tonight. And Son, I don't know what has happened to him. Mm. I mean, again, he wasn't in the game. You've got Sanchez, Championship defender. Our depth in the squad doesn't look great. We just got to go for that fourth spot now because we ain't winning nothing again.
Sheffield United victorious. They last won it in 1925 and they're into a quarterfinal for the third time in 4 years. The atmosphere in South Yorkshire is electric. And Paul Heckingbottom is applauding from the gantry.
Paul. First of all, many congratulations. You watched from afar tonight. What did you make of your team's performance?
Yeah, really good to me. For different reasons, it was a game I wasn't looking forward to, not being able to be on the sideline. I love being on the sideline match days, but yeah, the players made it a good watch for me and an enjoyable day for me.
FA Cup humiliation for Southampton. Utter joy for the Grimsby fans away to my right. 64 places between them in the league pyramid, but it is Grimsby, 16th in League Two, who dump out the Premier League's bottom club. It finishes here, Southampton 1, Grimsby Town 2.
I think it's not quite sunk in. It's probably the greatest night in our club's history. Can you believe that?
The greatest really? Night in the club's history? Come
on. 84 years since we got to the quarter-final of the FA Cup. 84 years. We're in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup. It's little Grimsby. We're in the quarterfinal.
Unbelievable. 16th place in League Two.
We might be Brighton. We're going after everyone. Everyone should be scared of us.
Here comes Houlihan, right-footed, into the bottom corner. Get the inflatable Haddocks at the ready. Something fishy is happening at St Mary's. Gavin Houlihan.
First time this club's been in an FA Cup quarter-final since 1939. You're never going to have to buy a drink in Grimsby again.
Yeah, well, I would have said that after the promotion campaign last year. I don't think any of us had to buy a drink anyway, but, you know, it's absolutely secure now after getting to the quarter-finals of the FA Cup. Just saying it, it's just absolutely madness, to be fair.
Just finally from me, best night of your career?
Oh, by a million miles. By a million miles, yeah.
They'll return to the South Coast after drawing Brighton in the quarterfinals.
Quarterfinal draw for the FA Cup. Manchester City against Burnley. Vincent Kompany going back to the club who he captained to an FA Cup win. Manchester United taking on Fulham here at Old Trafford. And all Championship, Sheffield United against Blackburn. It means we will have at least one side from outside of the Premier League into the FA Cup semi-finals.
Now, here's Danny Murphy claiming Phil Foden will become a Man City legend. He's sort of one already, isn't he?
Ball in towards the far post and placed in by Foden.
Wow.
Manchester City lead. It's taken them less than 7 minutes.
He will go on to be a City legend if he stays there and be remembered in the same breath as the likes of Silva. He's got that long ahead of him. If he keeps his feet on the ground and maintains that desire that he talked about, wanting to play and work ethic, his talent takes him to places that not many other players can. I think he'll be there for as long as he's able to play. Why would he want to leave? He loves City anyway.
I would worry a lot if a player wasn't frustrated when he wasn't playing. And when you're at one of the best clubs in the world and a team that's winning trophies every year, you've got to fight hard to stay in that team. He's competing with other brilliant players, but he is a phenomenal talent. I see wonderful end product, goals and assists consistently. Especially for a young man. The last three seasons he's had double figures, which is what you want. Double figures goals, double figures assists, I think, in two of those three. You know, you're talking about somebody who has come into a club at a young age and managed to establish himself, competing with seasoned internationals and some of the best players in Europe.
Now, here's the former Villa captain, Gabby Agbonlahor, claiming that Manchester United could be top of the table if they had Harry Kane up top.
towards the far post. Kane is there and he's headed it in, and now this time he's certainly won it.
Well, look at Manchester City, and yes, they've probably got the best squad of players, but Manchester United out, if they go and get a Harry Kane in the summer, get him through the door, I don't care what he costs, 70, 80, 90 million, whatever he costs Harry Kane, go and get him, put him in that side instead of Weghorst, and Manchester United, you know, for me, they've got a complete side. Casemiro, Eriksen, Fernandes, Rashford one side, Antony Garnacho the other side. Defence is looking strong. That starting 11 would match Manchester City and Arsenal for me next season. So they've got to go all out, the Glazers. Hopefully they'll spend the money. And Manchester United next season will be title contenders for me.
On now to a bit of Leicester chat with Danny Murphy and Darren Bent, Brent, whatever one.
Managers become stale. The supporters and the players get tired of listening to the manager.
Yeah.
And Brendan Rodgers gets tired of being in that environment. And I think they just both need a clean break. Now, that doesn't mean Brendan isn't good enough or that he's not good enough. I just think at times a change.
They've both reached their
maximum. And he's been there a long time. But this season, I think most people, you always go, right, when you're in a relegation battle, the most important thing is your home form. Their home form has been woeful. They're second from bottom. The only team that's got a worse home record than them is Southampton.
The big problem for Leicester is that when Maddison doesn't play, they are a different side. The numbers, Jim, are chalk and cheese when he plays and when he doesn't.
Yeah.
And to be so reliant on one player, I mean, we saw the performance of Villa when he played. They go to Villa and win 4-2 and could have scored more. And when he doesn't play, they're toothless. They really are lacking.
Yeah.
So they've got to get him back. They've got to get him fit, because what they don't want to do is go on a bad run now and end up getting dragged back in.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Adam Brazil discussing a speed awareness course. Bang!
Well, I done one. I had to go in the class and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. And once I've been caught, and I thought, what? Anyway, I had to do it. And it was quite funny. I thought, just go in there, sit and just listen, say nothing. But they wanted you to get involved.
Yes, you have to.
So they said, right, we're looking for danger signs in this short video we're going to show, and I want you all to get involved. So this guy at the front puts his hand up and says, yes, it looks like a blind corner. I went, good, thank you. Right, and isn't that? So they all had a gun there, and he said, Mr. Brazil, you're not getting involved. He said, come on, this one's for you. And I looked, and I went, hello, I know this road, right? So after about 30 seconds, I've gone, yeah, it is a real dangerous road, because I can see it's autumn, the leaves are coming down. And he went, good. And I says, we go around this corner here, we're going to a high street. And he's going, huh? I said, we'll come up, and there's a double round. We've got to be careful, because there's people spill on the road, and you can hit them outside the pub. He went, whoa, what are you talking about? It was only Ascot High Street, outside Ascot Racecourse.
Was it?
So I was before the video. He went, oh, thank you, that's enough for you.
Yeah, don't speak again. Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast app first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.